This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Hello, this is the President.
Donald, what the hell is going on out here? How am I? How am I? Well, why don't you just take a goddamn guess? First, because of your loudmouth Twitter tomfoolery, I have to go out there on national goddamn TV and get down on a knee, and then all the yelling and hollering, I go ahead and go out on a limb and tell everybody that they gotta go ahead and stand for the goddamn national anthem, and now your damn judges go on ahead and suspend Ezekiel Elliott right when we're in the middle of a goddamn two-game losing streak.
Losing streak? Hey, you know that crooked Hillary's a loser, too.
Would you just shut up about that gal, you ninny baby? For crying out loud, this is serious. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Jerry, let me tell you. I just got off the phone with the president of Texas, who's a very good dear friend of mine, very dear friend. And he assures me that we're going to get that wall built, and it's going to be the best wall anybody's ever seen.
No. Look, Mr. President, I need Zeke back on the field next week. Do you understand that? You understand that, Donald?
Of course. Look, that fake news is out of control. We've got to start shooting some of these people, Jerry. I'm telling you, it's crazy that they can just lie
Mr. President.
And they do it on TV when I'm trying to watch my stories.
Mr. President, Mr. President, Barack Obama has suspended Ezekiel Elliott.
What? Well, why didn't you say so? Hey, somebody get me my executive order worksheet.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
But stop it!
You like that?
Once you go dead, you don't go back.
Dag.
He's Jesus, bro!
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. Hold on. With Swumble?
This is football!
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Manny stands tall all kinds of time, now scrambling, middle of the field, picked off, intercepted by the Chargers. Trey Boston falls down near midfield, and all that stands between the Chargers and their first victory of the season is a knee.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
No, hey, the coach said we could beat these guys, and they haven't won the game yet.
That was about the only thing that saved my weekend, man. Everything else sucked again. Suck as last week. It just sucks.
That guy says that the only thing that stood between the Chargers and a win was a knee. And I got news for him. He could have said that at the beginning of the damn game. That the only thing that stood between them and a win was the Giants.
Wow.
I love watching them implode like this. You know, Cromartie, he got suspended because he left the team. But apparently, he's not really suspended. He had to go for the birth of his 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th child.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
And they suspended him? That's terrible. What a horrible organization.
He said, look, I got to, you know, she's going to be out of the hospital in a day or two. I got to knock her right back up. She's got to be back in there by Friday.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. Bang Radio Hour number 306 coming up. You can't handle the truce.
You can't.
Nope. She just don't understand, John.
Well, you know, she's probably talking about routes.
Not good enough, piss poor, and more. But let's talk about Eli for just one more second.
Hang on,
oh, please,
head,
I love to.
Tom Dooley.
I saw it.
Hang
did you see it?
Oh, of course.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Oh man,
poor boy, you're bound to die.
He should just put Dooley on the back of his jersey.
He should. I would think that I'd give him credit. I'd give him props. But I'll tell you something. I did find out something about Eli this week that I didn't know. Apparently, he is the biggest prankster on the Giants. And if you give him your phone to take a selfie with him or something, or like take a picture, he can do it in about 2 seconds. He will change all the settings on your phone to Chinese. There's a great story on YouTube. Kevin Nealon, I think, is on, Conan talking about how Eli Manning fucked up his phone and he had to call Apple up to get it fixed because he couldn't read any of it.
Well, they said the same thing about Peyton, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Those guys are probably some jokesters. I guess if you're Eli, you better have a sense of humor. Cause good grief, this season's hilarious.
Oh, my God. What is going on? Wait, hold on. The phone's ringing. Hi, Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, 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 this is Giants coach Ben McAdoo. Hey, I hear you guys like football.
Yeah, well, of course, Ben McAdoo, yeah, this is John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. We're talking football right now.
That's terrific. Hey, listen, fellas, you want to play on Sunday? Huh? I got space. I got plenty of room. As a matter of fact, I could use you.
Play?
Can you catch?
Oh, you mean for the Giants? No.
Come on, guys, come on, really. I could use some help. Do you know anybody? You got any friends or anything like that that I could call?
Get off my show!
Hey, mister! You want to play football on Sunday?
Get him away.
Holy shit, they've got problems.
He smells.
He does smell. And, you know, I don't know how he can't smell it with that stupid mustache of his. It's got to filter everything right up there to him.
My season smells as bad as he does.
Poor Zeke. What's he going to do?
Now, John, look, we're just going to keep it fun today. No boring stuff that nobody cares about. All right.
I thought I was keeping it fun. I was having a ball.
No, this right here is fun.
Walsh's career long 56. As he gets ready, and then Dick Wilson, Robert Quinn.
Well, yeah, once you get out to L.A., the people start getting kind of weird, you know? I don't know what the hell Spiro Dinas was thinking there.
So Walsh, I mean,
he had to have been thinking Dick.
I guess.
Name Dick Wilson.
He's newly married. I mean, how's he going to explain this to his wife?
I don't
Honey, I'd like to bring Robert Quinn home for dinner.
I don't know. Hey. Which team's worse, the Giants or the Browns?
The Giants.
You think?
I think so, because first off, for one, the Browns are terrible. The Giants are terrible. But the Giants are funny looking and subhuman. So that kind of trumps it both.
Well, let's see. What does Hugh Jackson think?
I thought our team continued to fight. They'll continue to fight. We got to continue to get better. We're not good enough yet.
Not good enough yet. There it is.
We're just doing a lot of continuing, Tom. We're just continuing to continue. I have to because it's in my contract. It says you are going to continue all the way to the very end.
Okay, I have a question. All we heard from Hugh Jackson was Deshaun, and all of a sudden Deshaun's benched and he's going with another guy. Remember this?
I like Deshaun. You know, I like the feel of him with me.
Right, but I guess he doesn't like him that much.
Well, now see, we get extra time on the sidelines to get to know one another. You know, that's what this is all about. We're done with the speed dating. Now it's time to sit down and have a heart-to-heart. Well, let's just let Kevin Hogan go out there and play football. Deshaun, you come with me and let's go get a soda.
Here's heart-to-heart, John. You want to hear heart-to-heart? Here's Jay Cutler being asked about the Dolphins' offense.
What did you think of the offensive performance today?
Piss-poor.
Piss-poor. There it is.
Oh. You're never going to get him to mince words, that's for damn sure. Because he's on the clock. He doesn't care. He's just going to say two words and be done with it. Because, you know, the offensive line coach has some lines waiting for him back off stage.
What so the hooker, hell was that all about?
Dude, the hooker has now been on the radio all over the place. Oh, I've got to find some of the audio of this woman. And she says she says he was using her for a Coke platter. That's what I read today.
Yeah, we got to get into that some next week. We had so much stuff this week we didn't have time. But yeah, we've got to go back to that next week.
Hey, Jay Cutler is exactly what you thought he was, isn't he?
Exactly.
Exactly. He's what they thought they were.
You know, though,
$10 million dollars.
Them trying to get him, and he is a veteran of this type of treatment from the media because he's always in this situation with the teams he's playing for.
Because they stink and he isn't any help.
No, and they're not going, this isn't going to faze him. Anything they say to him, that's it. He goes, yeah, it was piss poor. What? Next? Yeah. You know, he doesn't care.
How do you phase him anyway? His face always looks like it's just gotten kicked in the nuts.
He's almost, when it comes to the media, Jay Cutler almost has Belichick skills. He really does.
Right, because there's nothing he's going to tell them anyway. They're going to say, what did you think on that pass? I don't know.
Right, exactly. All right. Man, I'm sorry.
For war?
I'm talking fantasy football now.
Oh yeah, my team sucks, man. All of a sudden, I can't buy a win.
Manning throws the slant left through the hands of Beckham, incomplete. It was a little high, but one he should have caught.
Beckham's down.
Beckham is down and hurt, grabbing his left ankle. I can see his right hand grabbing his ankle. Ball was a little high, and then he landed awkwardly on that left ankle. Wow, and
it
bent
caught under. Under the defender.
Here comes pressure. Smith throwing downfield, and it's incomplete. Smith took a shot, and J.J. Watt is down. Slow to get up. He's at the 25-yard line face down.
And I'm not sure that he was hit.
Uh-oh.
Now, see, I want to go back to what Richard Sherman was saying last week. I hated this. I absolutely hated watching Beckham and Watt both go down.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to see great football games. You know, whether my team's winning or not, if they're going to make the playoffs, awesome. I want to see them in great football games. But I want to see great football games, and you only get that when you've got all the best players playing. So that was what I was trying to say last week about, you know, Richard Sherman. Oh, you guys don't care when a guy gets hurt. You don't think about the fact he's got to go through all the. Yeah, I do, man. I really do. I hate it. And I was going to save this clip for later in the show, but since this came up, I'm going to go ahead and play it now. Okay. This is Deshaun Watson, you know, because Houston lost Watt. By the way, did you see that when it happened by any chance?
The injury to Beckham?
To Watt.
Yes, that was to Watt. Yeah, I was watching that too. And again, what was the first? I texted you immediately. Tell me again how this field turf helps these guys.
Right. Now, did you see the women in the crowd bawling?
Crying?
Oh, my God. God, John, I was
that's
like,
funny
look
to me.
At these. I don't care. I just was so, you go, damn, man, that sucks. And, you know, poor JJ, poor Texans. But I never thought about crying my eyes. I mean, John, these women were bawling.
Well, you got to understand, Tom, they were looking at him and they were like, I just thought he was running around and all of a sudden he fell down. Yeah, but again, another injury with really no contact. He kind of got his feet tangled up a little bit, but this field turf, I don't see where it's helping. And to the clown on Twitter that tried to tell me that they used to have natural grass, look, when I say natural grass, I don't mean an uneven pan of metal with 4 inches of dirt and sod on top of it. Okay, that's what they used to have.
Right.
I mean a field of grass. So, yeah, I don't see where this is helping anybody. The injuries aren't going away. Roger Goodell and all his stupid effing rules. The only thing that's really saving Roger Goodell's hide this year right now is the fact that, you know, he has solidarity with his league to go after Donald Trump. And quarterbacks aren't dropping. Everybody else is, but not quarterbacks.
Well, here's Deshaun Watson talking about the injury.
Everything can be all right with them, but at the same time, you know, it's the National Football League. You got to... next man up mentality and keep moving forward.
It's the National Football League next man up mentality. Got to keep moving forward. Okay, so it's okay for him to say that, but I can't.
Well, see.
That's just it. I got a fantasy football team to manage. If one of my guys goes down, the league keeps going. I still want to win.
That's right, and I only got a couple of minutes, Richard, to go ahead and tweet to you assholes how you fucked up my team this week, and then I got to go about managing what happened. By the way, I've given up on not cussing. Obviously.
Yeah, we know. You gave up on it in the second half of last week's show. What are you talking about? What, do you think this is breaking news or something?
Somebody tweeted us and told me that that was the best part of the show when I finally lose it and start to curse again. So I hope you're having fun. Oh, excuse me. I hope you're fucking having fun.
All right. You could try a little bit.
All right. I'll try.
Okay. So tell everybody who Zoltán is.
Zoltán is the captain of the Hungarian Guard. My friend Zoltán Paksa over there in Hungary. I love this, man. When the podcast comes out and it hits Twitter, all of a sudden my mentions light up with all this Hungarian. Hoota boota 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 bang radio hour. Hoota boota boota. I'm like, just check them out. I got to go and paste them into Google and find out what they're saying because, you know, I don't want them talking bad about us or anything like that. But no, they dig us, man. And we have our friend Adam Herzig. I hope I pronounced it correctly. I'm sure he'll tell me if I did or if I didn't. this is the guy that does the color on the NFL broadcasts over in Hungary, and he's our buddy, and he likes listening to the show, and he's going to try to say our name in the next game.
Wait, we're not talking about Zoltán.
No. Zoltán is just, he's the guy, I think, that opened the door to us in Hungary, which was great because now we've rushed in and you'll never get rid of us. And he is officially the captain of the Hungarian Guard.
So what's the name of the guy doing the color commentary for the NFL?
Adam Hertzig.
Okay, Adam Hertzig. So that's who we've got on this call. So this is a Hungarian call. This is from the Bears game.
Right, the Vikings-Bears, Trubisky.
Yeah, and this is Trubisky going for two after they scored the touchdown in Hungarian.
Trubisky, how are that? Micsoda játék!
Gála!
Elképesztő volt!
Három handoffal Trubisky visszakapja.
Ez viszont tényleg parádé!
Ah, I love it. I love it. Once again, you can just hear
Trubisky.
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 Look, I can translate that for you. They went, here's the snap. Holy fuck, who's got the ball? Oh, it's Trubisky. Wow. That was a tripped out play. Did you watch how that thing unfolded? Obviously, you've seen that. It's a triple reverse. That was awesome.
Oh, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, well, it was a double reverse option pitch, right? That's what it was. Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun right there. That's entertainment.
Yeah. I kind of think Trubisky's got a shot, man. That dude he throws a nice ball.
Sure he does.
Yeah. You know, because we all just want a great game, Richard Sherman. That's really all we want. We don't want to see you guys get hurt. We want a great game. We want a game like, oh, I don't know, watching Aaron Rodgers march a team down after, you know, only having 32 seconds on the clock or something, beating the Cowboys.
Before, with Romo couldn't get that final drive done. He'd turn the ball over, or it just wouldn't happen. They'd run out of time or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Now they make the touchdown, and the defense can't hold on.
Well, they left him too much time. I hate that phrase. It's the stupidest thing.
I don't care if there's 3 minutes left. Stop him. Fucking stop him.
Right. And you can't just sit there going, you know what, we'll run it twice and then we'll score. We'll run some clock down. We need a touchdown, but we'll just do a couple of plays and then score.
Now, granted, they should not have thrown the fade to Dez because that stopped the clock. They should have kept running the football. That was stupid. But,
yeah, I don't understand.
But, you know. So
yeah. Those are routes. You know, we understand those things, but there's women in our audience, so...
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
I think we have more on this game coming up later.
Routes.
Right. All right. Wait a minute. I got another Hungarian call. This was the... Oh, God. This play was magnificent. The fake punt for the touchdown. I tell you what, the Bears might suck. They might not win, but damn it, they're fun.
Yeah. John Fox has a ball.
I know.
Valahogy így a 40-esen belülre nem tud átmenni a Chicago.
Hoppá! És ebből a trükkös játékból sikerül előre haladni, és touchdown is lehet, Carrington! Megoldotta a Chicago Bears, ez egy óriási bravúr, O'Donnell touchdown passza! Na ez kellett a chicagói közönségnek!
That was great, I love the ha-ha-ha-ha!
That's our buddy Adam, I think that's his job, he's the laugh guy that sits in the back and goes ha-ha-ha-ha!
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago Bears!
Chicago. Chicago.
Did you notice the at the end of the first clip, it was again, you remember, here it is. Where'd it go? Oh, okay, it was Portuguese.
Okay.
We had a Portuguese clip. Okay, so listen to the Hungarian clip here. This is just from the end of it.
Ez viszont tényleg parádé.
And now here's a Portuguese clip. Oh, no, that's definitely a lot. Remember, it sounds like Greedo from Star Wars.
Right. Yeah. And you got to realize, too, though, Tom, these are Europeans, and being as that we are typical Americans, we think you all look and sound exactly the same anyway.
No, but this one, okay, well, here's the Hungarian with Greedo.
Ez viszont tényleg parádé.
Fáva nincsiko. Tongurulje.
Okay, nah, the Portuguese guy definitely sounds more like Greedo.
Inacredita! Que isso, amigo? Fala ninchico.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We're going to start an international incident, you know that? Donald Trump's going to have to get on the hotline. Look, I don't know who these two idiots are, but as long as they say Merry Christmas, they can say whatever the hell they want.
Somehow they started an intergalactic war.
Yes. Oh, boy, does that mean I can shoot some missiles?
You know what?
Hot dang, give me the football.
That's why Trump hates Kim Jong-un, because he's pissed that Kim Jong-un's shooting off missiles and Donald can't shoot anything.
That's right. They can give him one of those water cannons where you can shoot a missile with that.
Look, it went up almost as high as the flag.
All right, we got to move on here. We got to move on.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, by the way. Thank you, Adam. And thank you, Zoltan, captain of the Hungarian Guard, and all you friends over there in Europe. We love you all very much.
We're not done with Zoltan. We'll get to him again later here in the show. But I want to move on to Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
Well, they asked him about his play, and I think he's tired of the media. He left the media speechless. Just listen to this.
I'm not playing well enough.
Why is that?
Don't think so, but maybe I am. Maybe I don't have it anymore.
That's it. Maybe I don't have it anymore. You threw five interceptions. What's wrong?
He threw how many? Five,
yeah.
And you know what? Who's the idiot that dropped the Jaguars defense in week three to pick up the Bills? Oh, that would be me.
Jeez. I don't even want to talk about fantasy football, man.
I know. When do I get to play you? We're going to be like the Giants and Chargers last week.
Good
except
God.
My Odell Beckham's already broken his leg.
Jesus.
Ugh.
So we've found this Steelers fan. I've nicknamed him Lispy.
Lispy? I'm just going to call him Sylvester. This poor guy.
Okay. It's not a YouTube channel, is it? Or is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. I don't know what his name was. I didn't bother to look. I was laughing too hard when I found him.
Lispy.
But, you know, this is one of those guys that gets like 300 views, and that's it.
Right, right.
And that's a big one. He's a big one.
That's great.
Yeah, he's probably like a 20-year-old kid, I want to think, 21, 22.
All right, Lispy, let's hear your analysis of the Steelers.
We fucking suck, man.
Oh, okay.
We fucking suck.
He sucks.
Five fucking picks. Are you fucking kidding me, Ben Roethlisberger? Two of them were a pick six.
Dude, I need some windshield wipers.
This right. offense was a joke today. This offense couldn't do anything. I mean, like, I give credit to the defense, you know, but offense, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know what else to say about today's game. Our offense... terrible. Play calling was decent first half until the fucking second half we fucked it up. You know, fucking five fucking picks.
Well,
are you kidding me right now? I mean, like, a lot of Steelers fans say that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is last year. It is his fucking last year because he's an old fucking... he's old as fuck. You know, he's aging.
Oh.
You know, it's time for him to leave and find us a new quarterback. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Okay.
It's the truth. So help me, son of a bitch and God.
Wait a minute. Is this Bill Cowher's kid?
I don't know, dude, but he is spitting all over everything. Oh. Just the fact that he has to say Roethlisberger. And, hey, let me ask you this. Here's an offense joke. Ready? He said they were a joke, so here's an offense joke. Why Ben Roethlisberger cross the road?
Why?
To throw five interceptions.
Roethlisberger? Ben Roethlisberger.
He saw a pregnant woman and had to go over and tell her that her boyfriend didn't pull out.
Are you kidding me, Ben Roethlisberger?
Any of you older guys are going to remember that, too.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
The truth.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
The truth.
So
joke.
Help me. I will swear on a Steelers playbook.
All right, let's continue. But wait a minute. I thought it was funny. He said, he's old as fuck. He's aging.
Right, he had to cut it back. It's like his mom waved her finger at him.
No, he's aging. You can't call him old as fuck.
I got to tell you, though, I understand the Steelers' defense was very relieved that he didn't say they sucked.
You know, props to the Jaguars. They have a great defense. That's what won them their game today. That's why the Jaguars...
Motherfucking damn! Motherfucking damn!
That's what they, you know, they won because that's how they, well, you know, they just, because, you know.
That's why the Jaguars won this game today, because of their defense, their great defense today, and I give them props.
Oh, my God.
And I give them props.
Oh, shit. He just spit all over everything. It's amazing this guy's phone still works.
And I give them props.
Props.
And I give them props.
Props to the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
You know, our offense was moving really well until Ben Roethlisberger threw a pick, and then again.
I can't say
and then again.
Well,
wait a minute. I want to hear the Roethlisberger. That's how he says it.
Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, you know, dude, that tongue is shooting in and out of his mouth with all those S's and R's and T's in there. So it tripped. That's all. Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, he's worse than his dad. This guy.
Just about anybody we've ever heard.
Till Ben Roethlisberger threw a pick.
Hey, threw a pick. Till Ben Roethlisberger threw a pick.
Till Ben Roethlisberger threw a pick. And then again. And again. And again.
And again. And again.
What's embarrassing is the fact that Blake Bortles only had 95 yards. And Ben Roethlisberger had over 200 yards. And we still fucking lost. How fucking pathetic is this?
Wait. Wait.
That is... Oh my God, it's embarrassing, God. Tom. It's just embarrassing. Blake Bortles beat Ben Roethlisberger.
Super and suck a tag.
But come on now, stop laughing and give him some props.
And I give some props.
Oh my God, I love this guy. I love this guy. He's going to be like, oh, cool, I got one more subscriber this week.
I don't think you caught what he said right here. Wait a minute.
How fucking pathetic is this?
How pathetic? How fucking...
How pathetic?
Pathetic.
Oh, my God.
How fucking pathetic is this? Today, the offense was a joke. Pathetic. I feel...
Pathetic.
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 Embarrassing.
How pathetic is this?
Oh, hell. Oh my God, my face hurts.
Pathetic. I feel bad for anyone who went to the game. Just seeing their team lose to a fucking team like this. You know, wasting tickets. Wasting all that money on tickets. Just to watch.
Wasting tickets.
Wasting these tickets. We could have given these tickets to homeless people.
Just to watch your team lose?
That sucks.
But we gotta move on to the Chiefs. No, we gotta get our heads.
We gotta get our heads.
We gotta keep our heads up. You know, just, it's a loss is a loss. So, I'm pissed off. You know, everyone.
A loss is a loss.
You know, just, it's a loss is a loss. So.
A loss is a loss.
No, just, it's a loss is a loss. So, I'm pissed off.
Oh, he's pissed off.
No, everyone's pissed off, but we gotta move on from this loss and move on to the next team.
Okay. Woo!
He's pissed off because a loss is a loss. It's pathetic.
I'm pissed off.
You know, that's why you don't want to get this guy mad. Not because he can beat you up or anything, but because he's going to stand in your face and go, I'm pissed off.
Well.
Jesus, that was good. I liked him.
We have another one. This one's a girl. This one's a female. She is Cowboys Lady Fan 1984, John.
Oh, I bet she has got long fingernails.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dallas Cowboy Lady Fan 1984.
That's her.
There she is.
That's her. All right.
She sounds pretty reasonable.
Well, she knows the game because everything
she can at least say S's.
Everything she's complaining about that they did, I'm going, you tell him. You tell him. So, yes. Yes.
Tom's in church. He's got his hands in the air and his head down. You tell him, 1984. You tell him.
Right. Well, listen to what she had to do. Okay. This is right after Aaron Rodgers goes down the field for the winning touchdown and the Packers beat the Cowboys.
Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback. But we do stupid things that cause us to lose the game. Why in the world would you throw a fade to Dez Bryant with 2nd and 1 and stop the clock? And then Green Bay didn't have to use a timeout. So instead of burning 45 seconds, they only burned 6 seconds off the clock. Oh my goodness. Lord, let me take this jury off. I'm just, oh my God. I think I'm going to be sick. I think I'm going to be sick. I just don't understand. Oh my God. Ezekiel Elliott, he just ran 9 yards. He just ran 9. It was 1st and 10, people. It was 1st and 10. He ran the ball. It was 2-1. I said, just run the ball. Just run the ball.
Right.
Just run it. And what he do?
And what he do, John? Well, I don't know, Tom. What he do?
Just run it. And what he do? They got a fade dance. I just don't know, Lord, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him, Lord?
Something's wrong with him. Wrong with him. What's wrong with him? He's afflicted, Tom. He has the affliction. Something is wrong with this man.
So
maybe what she ought to do is have him come up there on the stage and she can smack him in the forehead and make it come out.
I think I'm going to be sick.
It's all the chicken wings she ate during the game.
I just don't understand.
I don't either. I don't either, lady fan.
Just run the ball.
I agree.
I see. It's hard for me to really take her seriously because she's talking about a fade and then she's saying she don't understand. And according to Cam, that makes perfect sense to me.
Right.
Is that her getting sick?
What he do?
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 All right, wait, let's continue.
Putting in the Atlantic, it was, just throw out, I say put in the Atlantic Ocean, but you know what, near the Atlantic, I'm by the Atlantic Ocean. See what happens when you are a Cowboy fan and you lose in devastating ways, it messes up your brain.
Right,
cells.
Yes.
I mean, I just don't understand. I don't want to hear nothing about no players. Something is wrong with y'all. Something is wrong with you. Something is wrong. Jerry Jones, you better do something. I never played football. I am a woman. And I know to not throw the ball on 2nd and 1.
Oh, she goes all the way back to that.
And it didn't run. I just don't understand. Lord, I don't understand. Oh, I don't understand. Somebody just fired somebody. I just don't understand. I got to go. I can't do it. Thanks for tuning in to the Dallas Cowboy Lady Fan 1984.
Oh, she's priceless.
She was speaking in tongues for a second there, Tom, I think. So I think she definitely had a religious revelation there. And I think she just wants Jerry Jones to fire somebody, whether they're kneeling or not.
Somebody just fired somebody.
Right, anybody. Just fire. Somebody better get fired for this shit.
Meanwhile, Jesus is up there going, well, you know, everybody in the stadium is expecting you to run the ball, so they probably got single coverage and took a shot.
I got to go.
Again, that's all the chicken wings she ate during the game. She has a lot of followers. She had about 1,000 views on that. So, and you could hear her in the video talking to him, too. I know all my haters. I know all the trolls are coming.
Right.
She's all right, though. I like her, man. That was a good little rant she had. And she's right. I don't understand why they did it either, even though I make fun of it. But damn, it sure was fun watching Aaron Rodgers go down the field and beat you guys right in the last second.
All right.
I'm sorry. That was fun.
All right, Cowboys lady fan, you hang in there, sweetie. We'll be all right.
Hey, one of us won money on mybookie.ag on that game.
Well, that's a very interesting thing, John, and we're gonna talk about that. And you will not believe what I did. This is, I mean, I'm hey when it, I, hey. Listen, everybody.
Hey, Tom's speaking in tongues.
When we're talking about John,
and I give some props.
I give some props to John, and I will tell you. I will tell you why coming up later in the second half.
Fucking shook up, man. Fucking tired of Dak Prescott. That's all I'm hearing is Dak, Dak, Dak. Fuck Dak. Fuck Zeke Elliott. Fuck the Cowboys.
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
I'm all shook up.
So, John, I made 3 bets on games over the weekend. Remember, I was only going to make 2. We talked about them last week. Well, I ended up making a 3rd one, but I wanted to do it when I realized that I wasn't home. I was out running errands, and I'm sitting in a parking lot, and I pull out my phone because I just got the mobile app from mybookie.ag. I don't know if you've got it yet, but if you don't,
I do.
You need. Oh, do you have it? Isn't it great?
Of course.
The best.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely great.
It's fantastic not only for being able to make a bet from wherever you are whenever you want to, but when you got nothing to do, like when you're sitting in the car waiting for your wife in the store.
Well, I was glad that I needed it because I won with the bet that I made on the mobile app. So, I, being the superstitious person that I am, I'm going to just start using the mobile app only now to make bets. So,
actually, yeah. Well, hey, I've managed to win wherever I bet. I've been able to turn my back and throw it over my shoulder and win.
You are on fire this year. You have not missed any bets yet. Not one.
I know it. I'm sitting here in a new pair of shoes.
And if you're sitting there going, yeah, I can make all the bets and get them all right too, then you need to be at mybookie.ag, get your deposit matched, and start betting on games. Look, I use it. I was using it before they asked us to endorse them. I was happy to do it because I believe in them. I know that when I win a bet within two business days, that money's in my account. And again, you go on mybookie.ag and they match your deposit 100%. Just use the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, when you sign up. Put in BANG to activate the offer. They will match your deposit at mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
That's all, folks.
Hey, this is John from Seven Dust, and you're listening to John and Tom on Bang Radio Hour.
Put that damn camera on me right now. Last time I checked, it was January 15th, Richard Sherman, that the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Green Bay Packers. Now, a few weeks before that, this brother is on the show. And he like, Stephen, how dare him not be here when I am on this show to rave about my Cowboys and watch what we do. And they are gone yet again. Another year they haven't won a damn playoff game. It's been 22 years since they won a Super Bowl. And you're behind. Couldn't be found. Suddenly, Michael Irvin couldn't be found anywhere.
Explain, all that.
Where the hell have you been?
Wait a minute. He's yelling at Michael Irvin. He does a pretty good Michael Irvin impression.
Man, he does, doesn't he?
Put that camera on me. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. This is something that we got in our email the other day from an old-time listener, good friend, Adrian Lindsay, who I believe is a Canadian. So, hey, way to go, eh? Anyway, he sent us this link. This was from back in the spring. This is on First Take. Stephen A. has got Michael Irvin in that same suit that he's always wearing with the goddamn blue plaid, and Richard Sherman is sitting next to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Put that damn camera on me right now.
That's why Skip left. Oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so, you know, Michael was talking about the Cowboys big time last year going into that Packers game in the playoff, and then Stephen A. couldn't find him after the game. Stephen A. couldn't reach him, couldn't get him to return his calls, nothing. Finally, in March, Michael Irvin shows up.
Well, you know, he went on a bender. You know, Mike is.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's there was so much of this. I mean, I couldn't get it all, but I got some of the best of it. So, yeah, we got to listen to some of this. It's great.
I hope you enjoyed those 22 years, because what we got right now.
You go ahead.
We have a young team. You asked yesterday, what's up with the Cowboys? What do you see? You see greatness for the next 10 years. So you guys going to have, you'll have a great show for the next 10 years. Because, oh, yeah, those young boys, they're going to be great for the next 10 years. That's what we're about to see. You're talking about the genesis. What we had last year was a record-setting season.
You really going to say that on national television?
Jesus Christ.
You really going to say that on national television?
Oh, my God. That is.
You know what I don't see? I don't see Zeke till December.
This brother.
He's suspended.
This brother is on the show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It wasn't a championship season.
Or a playoff
season. And it's a very,
hold on.
It's very hard to have championship
seasons. Can we stop right there?
Seasons,
can we stop right there?
A record-breaking season. And it's going to start off a plethora of years of winning.
Plethora of the world is plethora, number one. Number two, and more importantly.
He corrected Michael. He corrected him. Wait,
he did, and he said number one and number two, which we always love, because now we have something to count with.
And it's going to start off a plethora of years of winning.
Plethora of the word is plethora, number one. Number two.
Plethora. Plethora.
Plethora. The word is plethora.
Damn, man, he's kicking the crap out of Michael Irvin, and Irvin doesn't like it. If you go on YouTube and look up this video, Irvin gets pissed off by the end of this. He's looking at Richard Sherman like, can you believe this motherfucker? What's going on here?
And more importantly, Michael Irvin, this is, don't let me come on the NFL Network with you. Let me
tell you something. Do your thing. Do your thing. It won't change.
Here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
I'd love for him to come on NFL Network just so I could watch Rich Eisen make that disgusted face that he does whenever they get going and he's not part of it.
Yeah, like he smelled a bad fart.
He does all the time. He's constantly got that look on his face.
We used to talk about championships. Michael Irvin and I never had a conversation about anything other than championships. Now the Cowboys can't win a damn playoff game. But you talking greatness? You talking greatness?
Let me give you the explanation of greatness. Informed and edified. I'm going to crack your cranium and fertilize your brain.
Go ahead.
What? He's going to jack off on Stephen A. Smith's head. That's what I heard. They're going to have a Coke party, and Irvin's going to show him what they used to do with rookies. First, I stab him in the neck, and then I fertilize the head.
You just got Charles Haley'd.
Yes, you did. You got Haley'd. Oh, my God, that was great.
To inform and edify. I'm going to crack your cranium and fertilize your brain.
Go ahead.
Right here, right now.
You go ahead.
Let me give you something.
Ahead. You go ahead.
Greatness.
You go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. You keep saying, you come go on. Ahead. You go ahead.
Come on. This brother right here.
This brother is on the show.
Right.
You go greatness ahead. Is an extended time of great performance. And that's what these young kids are about to give you. When greatness that's sitting right before you got to the Cowboys, they were 1-15, 3-13 before 3 years later being three championships in 4 years. You got to give it time to grow. It's like a good seed that's about to turn into a great tree. Y'all going to watch it happen and then sit here and talk about it all day.
You want
to bring me
First of all, that is utter nonsense.
It's utter nonsense. But hey, that was some quality analysis by a man who gets paid to watch football and make comments.
That is utter nonsense.
That's what he says. I'm going to watch this tree grow. You ever watch a tree grow? You will get bored, and it takes a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. One day you turn around, and oh, there it is. Shit, I just drove into it.
You were talking about what they were going to do before January 15th. They didn't do it, and I couldn't find you for 2 months. Why couldn't I find you for 2 months?
Because I was passed out in a hotel down in Mexico with somebody named Twan. Oh, my goodness.
Why couldn't I find you for 2 months? Why couldn't I find you for 2 months?
There's a song there. I want to make a song out of that.
Why couldn't I find you for 2 months? Why couldn't I find you for 2 months? Why can't I find you for 2 months?
I want to hear the Steelers guy try to say that. Stephen A. Smith is going off on Dallas Cowboys famed wide receiver Michael Irvin.
Oh, no.
I can't help but do Spitball's voice when I think of that kid.
Well, it's his kid. It's got to be.
And I give some props.
He gives some props.
Roethlisberger.
Give some props.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Sylvester, are you doing your science homework?
Pathetic.
All right, let's get back to this.
You are gone, and Richard Sherman is sitting right next to you. You act like the Dallas Cowboys don't have to play him, and don't have to play Seattle, and Atlanta, and Green Bay, and the New York Giants. What about all of that, Michael Irvin?
And what are you telling them? They're not great, because they didn't win the championship last year either.
They got a ring already. They got a ring already. They don't have it. Listen, young kids were in elementary school when the last time y'all won a title. It's been 22 years.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. But that's okay. That's yesterday. Today is here.
Today is here, John. And today
is here.
Today we have one less running back.
He is a calendar analyst, Tom. He is analyzing the Gregorian calendar. That was yesterday.
That's yesterday. Today is here.
Right.
Yesterday. Yesterday. Y-U-S-T. Yesterday.
That's yesterday.
Yesterday.
That's yesterday. Today is here.
Right.
Today. Today. Tonight.
Throw Mike Tirico in there.
Give these guys time. We got the right guys in place right now. All that other stuff you've been talking about all these years was just stuff. Now we got the right guys
in place. Michael Jones is calling shots now, not Jerry Jones?
No, I'm not saying that.
Doesn't Jerry Jones deserve some blame for 22 years of futility?
No. Jerry Jones is the best owner in the world. I don't.
That's right. You goddamn tell him, Michael. That's the way it's got to be.
No. Jerry Jones is the best owner in the world. I don't care what anyone
says. Because he's a marketing genius.
He's a marketing genius.
That's right. We're talking football.
Don't make me break this show all the way down. Don't make me tell y'all the truth.
It's
don't
the make floor me break the truth. Ain't nobody scared of you.
What's the truth?
Ain't nobody scared of you.
I'm telling you, he was ready to get up and hit him. He was looking at Sherman like, seriously, are they trying to get me to hit this guy?
Nobody's scared of you.
This show is as good as it is because y'all come after my boys. You got to either you love them or you hate them, but you will tune in to see what people are saying about them. That's why they call America's team. I look for my red, white, and blue suit just to show you America's team.
You ain't lying.
Just a little bit off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just want to make sure y'all understand the reality. Say it again, Matt.
Say it again, Matt.
I ain't lying. That's right. I'm up here preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel. Let's go.
Can he smell the gospel?
The gospel.
It smells.
Smell. The gospel.
He's pissed. I'm telling you what.
Yeah,
he turns around and starts yelling at the co-host because he doesn't want to look at Stephen A because he's going to get up and hit him.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
Smell.
The gospel.
Meanwhile, Sherman's getting dicked.
The gospel.
That is utter nonsense.
Oh, Lord.
I tell you what was not nonsense. Earlier in that rant that he had right there, he did some quality analyzing when he told him that all that stuff they were talking about was just stuff.
I know.
That taught me something.
All right,
that's the kind of analysis I'm looking for.
We don't really have much in the way of college because there's nothing for John and I to talk about because the teams our teams are playing right now suck, and we're just racking it up, and the only thing that matters is 2 weeks from tomorrow when Penn State and Ohio State get together. So really, that's all he and I care about at this moment is 2 weeks tomorrow when it comes to college football. So let's move on to email.
I will say this. Penn State I don't think is as good as their ranking, and we'll find out later. But not today.
Well, we might not know after Ohio State plays Penn State because maybe Ohio State's not as good as their ranking either.
Yeah, we're playing nothing but cream puffs so far.
Yeah, I know. It's like we got wins, 60-10 or whatever, but ugh.
Yeah, we played Iowa, and they gave us a game, a hell of a game.
Iowa gives everybody a game. It's tough. They're a tough football team, but they're not where they need to be to win like that, you know.
No, I know, but that's my point. Penn State, that was the toughest game they had, and that was the one that they struggled in. So, you know what? I'm not saying anything else about them because so far, beating up on Indiana and Akron, I know it's important to Pitt, but, we're too highly ranked, I think. It's going to swell their head.
Yeah, all right.
That's enough. We're not going to talk college.
Good. Let's move on to email.
All right. We got an old-timer email here coming in from Colin Hardy, who, when we first met Colin Hardy, he was a snot-nosed little teenager that was a wise ass always writing us and talking about his goddamn Eagles. Well, let me just say to you, Colin, they still haven't won a goddamn Super Bowl.
Colin, yeah, I remember Colin. He's like the Eagles version of Dallas Ace.
Yeah, he was. That's exactly what he was. But he's all grown up now, and he's nice, and he can grow facial hair and everything like that, and the Eagles do look goddamn good right now. So he says, it's a good week when Zeke gets suspended 6 games for doing less than what a kicker did to his pregnant wife.
Yeah.
One, I wasn't aware that Zeke had a pregnant wife, and I don't know why he would let the kicker anywhere near her.
Jeez.
Hey, sentence structure matters when you're writing, Colin. Anyway, the Eagles get a road win despite the refs doing everything in their power to hand the Panthers a win, and it's only Friday. But for Gork's sake, dude, even as the Redskins and Cowboys fan, you had to have seen that awful officiating. Gork scene official. Gork one eat official. Gork not like call. Actually, I was watching the Nationals flush their season down the goddamn drain during a lot of that football game.
Yeah, so did the Indians.
Yeah, I don't like the Nationals. I don't really care, but they damn, did they fuck it up. Anyway, let's see.
Wait a minute.
All right.
We can't just gloss over that.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to talk some baseball. All right.
No. I'm talking about what he said about the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, fuck the Eagles.
In the game. That game.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, man. Yeah, enough of the penalties. Yeah, okay. Every team gets them. Look, I guarantee Carolina's over here bitching about a couple, you know. Look, I lost a fantasy game because Jordan Howard's long touchdown run last week came back on a horrible, oh my God, a terrible holding call. Did you see that?
Didn't you tweet that offensive lineman and tell him he was a dick?
Oh my God, that was a terrible, you mean the ref? So see, this shit happens to every team in every game, so I don't want to hear about it. But here's the thing. You got a gift, Colin, twice, back-to-back. Interceptions in the red zone. You can't throw interceptions backed up inside your own 20 back-to-back and win football games in the NFL. It just ain't going to happen. Don't get me wrong. The Eagles are a good football team. They are. They're a good football. And I hate saying it, but they're a goddamn good football team. So,
well, here's what's going to happen. For one, LeGarrette Blount's going to get busted. All right, he's going to get found on a, you know, like on Cherry Street on a corner by some Philly cop. He's going to have an ounce of weed on him, and that's going to be that. Number two, Peters, your great left tackle, is going to start raising his hand every fourth play to come out of the game like he always does starting around week 9. So okay, get used to it. All Here right. it comes.
Somebody sounds like they're hopeful that these things happen.
Yeah, I don't like the Eagles. They're pretty goddamn good.
I know.
So I don't like it when they're good. But the fact of the matter is their trophy case is still empty, so congratulations for being really good in week 6. We're very proud of you, Philadelphia Eagles. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, these night games, you complaining about that call against the Bears, and Colin, he's talking about the calls against the Eagles. And it's late, you know. If you don't get a nap sometimes, you know, you just get tired out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, sorry. I didn't even mean to drop the flag. It just fell out of my pocket.
All right. Hey, I told you we'd have we'd go back to Zoltán.
Oh, Captain of the Guard, Captain of the Hungarian Guard, Zoltán Paksa.
He tweeted us at Bang Radio Hour, and he says, John, which is your favorite character to do, and you must answer in their voice?
Oh, all right. Well, if I have to do that, then you have to ask it to me in Hungarian.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. That one's pretty easy because, you know, I always like doing the Matt Millen voice because it's fun. It's stupid, you know, and I can really pretty much say anything the hell I want, and it doesn't even matter if I stutter or if I even say the wrong word. It makes no difference at all because, you know, I'm just supposed to sound like a big stupid meathead, and it's fun and easy. I just wish that he was more, you know, like relevant or something so we could do it more often because, you know, even though lots of people from the old days, they know this voice and everything. There's new people out there that they don't know what the hell's funny about this. You know? So, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what though, Tom. The Giants, they need some wide receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can recommend a few here.
I'm sure.
And yeah, it's fun to do that. It's fun to go... Because when you got a small little brain, it vibrates in your head and it kind of tickles. So you just I like doing that one. Yeah, okay, cool. Captain of the Hungarian Guard. What I want to hear now is on the next NFL broadcast, I want to hear Adam Herzig do his version of my Matt Villain voice calling a play. In Hungaria, that would be great. Oh, my God, would I just sit back and laugh.
And then I want to hear him dedicate it to the Bang Radio Hour.
We're going to get this guy fired now. Nah. I hope not.
So was he? Were they here in the United States doing the game, or were they like watching it on stream?
I doubt it. Okay. Well, I don't. I think that's what they do because I think he does like 3 games a week, or that's kind of what I got by talking to him the other day. I don't even know. It's been a couple of days since I've seen that, and I've been sitting here doing various things with myself. that I don't think so well right now. And I was just Matt Millen. And to do Matt Millen, you know, I got to do stupid stuff. So I think they call it off of a telecast, but I might be wrong. They might come over here and fly all around the country.
If they're doing it off the telecast, I hope they got permission from the National Football League.
We don't care about your stinking fucking laws.
All right, any more email?
Let's see, what have I got? That's about it all I got this week.
Oh.
I had some stuff. Oh, yeah, I do have one more. Where is it? Where did I put that? Oh, no, that was the one that we just talked about a couple of seconds ago. I got picks, though. I got picks. A lot of people have put on the Facebook page and the Twitter page questions for a character, which is great. We got a lot of them now. I got a lot of them. But if I just did that, that's all we would do. So, you know, I can only pick one a week. And, you know, Tom does the picking. But we can only do one a week. So if everybody asks me that, then we don't have too many emails to go through. But I got a lot of them stacked up. So
mybookie.ag. Okay, this is great. I got to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Got to tell you what happened. Of course, you took the Pack plus 2.5 and the Vikings minus 2.5, and you won both your bets.
I thought they were pretty easy. Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. Me, I took the 49ers plus 1.5 and the Bills plus 3, and they both let me down.
Well, that's just too bad. Could you use a couple of bucks to get you through to next week? I'm doing all right.
I was up 200 going into the week.
Right.
I bet 100 on each one of them, so I went back to even, and I was bummed.
Yeah, well.
And it was Monday. Now, see, this is the kind of thing that you think, this is the kind of thing you shouldn't do. This is where you start to get in trouble. But,
yep.
But not if you listen to Bang.
Right. See, this is the thing. We said it earlier in the show during our spot we're talking about, mybookie.ag, that if you know 50% or more, you're going to make money. If you know more than 50%, you're going to make money. But if you just listen to me, you're going to do great.
Because now you got 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, you know, John right now is that guy at the craps table that can't lose, and you just keep winning off of him. You just keep doing it until he loses.
Right. That's what you do. Ride me. Ride me.
Well, easy now, big fella.
Oh, my God. Hey, we just hit a whole new demographic, though.
All right, so what do? I lose 100 on the Niners. I lose 100 on the Bills on Monday. I bet 200 on the Vikings minus 2.5. They scared the hell out of me in that game.
Yeah, they did.
But you were right again, and I came out even for the weekend, so I'm still up 200. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, because if you'd have lost that, boy, I'll tell you what, man, that would have sucked. That would suck, because then you got a lot of work to get back. I don't know how much Heather is your master. She's going to make you, like, you know, wear a freaking ball gag or something.
Spreads Mahoney said Cardinals plus 6.5.
Yeah, I don't think that worked out.
Cowboys minus 2.
No, I don't think that one helped.
And, of course, he claimed he was taking the Vikings in a pick'em, but that's just because there was no line at the time. But either way, at the minus 2.5, he got that one. But
well, now, wait a minute, because I assigned him the Bears because he didn't make the pick.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. So he lost.
He went 0-3?
If I was his bookie, I wouldn't pay him, would you?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so what's he doing this week?
All right, well, hang on a second. I actually have to open up mybookie.ag right now. So let me see. MYBOOKI.AG. All right, Spreads Mahoney. He's taking the Lions plus 4.5.
Lions plus 4.5.
Yeah. He's going to go with, hang on, there you go. He's going to go with the Texans minus 9.5 against Cleveland. And he's taking the Jaguars and a minus 2.5.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Rams.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't touch that game because who knows which one of those two teams is really better. We'll find out. But are you kidding? That's just a bad bet to bet on that game. Now, yeah. I love the Texans minus 9.5 at home against the Browns. I'll take that. They're going to win that game by 30 points. Of course, last time I said that, it was about the Patriots, and they won by 2. But
yeah, Kevin, this dude Hogan, he's looked okay when he's actually gotten in the game. Didn't he? He had a pretty good day in relief a couple of weeks ago when Kaiser had a headache.
Okay, well, go ahead and take the Browns.
No, I'm not going to take that game. No way. What am I, stupid? No way.
I don't like the Lions either. They're inconsistent. I can't. Nah, I'll take that Texans minus 9.5. That's the only thing. But I'm putting 200 on that game this week.
200 on the Texans?
Yep.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not so sure I like any of these games this week, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and take Mitch Trubisky and get 6.5 points against the Baltimore Ravens.
I thought about that one, too.
I'm going to take that. I mean, I think the Ravens are going to win, but I don't know that they're going to win by 6.5. And really, honestly, I thought Trubisky looked pretty good the other night.
Sure,
man. He didn't look like he was afraid. He didn't look like he was kind of flustered. He didn't look like a rookie.
And he looked like he had his team fired up.
Yeah, it looked like they could play for a couple of minutes. So we'll see. And they do have a good running game. The Ravens are good against the run, so it should be a pretty good game, and I think it'll be a pretty tight game.
All right, well, go to mybookie.ag to make your bets. Email us your questions. You can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Bang Radio Hour. You can look at us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. You'll have some fun out there because I'll make a lot of funny jokes on Sunday that nobody retweets these days. So come on, you assholes. Get off the stick.
Oh, and by the way, I will answer your question. Zeke's lawyer is going to file an injunction in another court, and it's just they're going to keep doing this. So they have a bye week. They have an extra week to get it taken care of, and the suspension will be blocked again.
Jerry's making friends in the White House, you know.
Well, yeah. God damn it. Yeah.
You're going to stand because he's going to get Zeke off the hook.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, John, whatever it takes, yes, man. Whatever it takes.
When you got the money, that's kind of the way it goes, right?
USA! USA!
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Paying a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Make sure you're uni-ready with our huge range of practical essentials and home-from-home comforts and get 10% off for a limited time. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Dunelm, the home of homes.